Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper Podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the CX Goalkeeper Podcast. Today I'm super thrilled because I have Dr. Jörg Storm together with me. Hi Jörg, how are you?
Thanks for the invite. We're good.
It's really a big pleasure. We are going to discuss about AI leadership future trends. But before we start discussing about this topic, as usual, I ask all my guests, and I will ask you also you, could you please introduce yourself?
Yes. First, thanks for the invite. Yeah, I'm Jörg Storm. I'm around over 20 years working at a German premium number one car company, the one which invented the car. At the moment, I'm the global head of IT infrastructure of our banking unit. And on top, I'm active also on LinkedIn with 600,000 followers. Looks like I'm one of the biggest tech influencers in Germany right now. And I also have an AI newsletter, for example, with 28,000 subscribers at the moment.
And already now, I start suggesting to the audience to follow Jörg on LinkedIn and to subscribe his newsletter because it's really worth it. And if you are not yet convinced, I am quite sure in 15 minutes you will be convinced when we finish this discussion. The first thing that you will do is subscribe to Jörg's newsletter. But now we would like to learn a bit more about you. Which values drive you in life?
First, number one, I think the make the best out of your time. Make the best out of your life because time is really limited. And the older you get, the more you recognize that you can put the money on your bank account and luckily get more, but time always gets less. So this is the most important topic, I think, for me. Make the most use out of time, plus trust in your team, honesty, openness. Those are my values, I would say.
Thank you. And I think we see them also applied in everything what you are doing in LinkedIn and in your newsletter that you are sharing. But now, really, let's kick off this discussion and speak about AI, digital transformation, and future trends. How can leaders effectively integrate AI into their strategic decision-making process, especially perhaps not in the organization that are top-notch in this field?
Mm-hmm. A very good question. I would say that the first thing is to demystify AI. So start by explaining AI, what it is, and imagine AI as an helpful digital assistant that can analyze data and suggest smart solutions, then identify pain points. So the leader should really pinpoint areas where AI can make a difference. It could be, for example, the automation of repetitive tasks or improving customer service. Other topic would be collaboration with tech experts. So it's just that non-tech focused companies. Yeah? If your organization is not really tech focused, seek advice from tech experts. They can guide you on AI tools implementation and offer the benefits. And I think very important is to start small. Start small, think big. Think big, start small, but really start small. Don't overwhelm the team. Begin with a pilot project. For instance, use AI to predict demand of a product or use AI in a service desk. Learn from that experience and iterate and do more projects. Yeah, really to some low-hanging fruit. Data, I think all starts with data, and data is very important in that area. Collect the data, clean the data, organize the data, because the AI algorithm, yeah, learn from that data to help you to make informed decisions. I think some recommendations for those companies which are not so AI focused. But AI, I think, is not magic. Yeah? It's a tool which amplifies the human capability. So by integrating the human plus the AI, the leaders can make decision making and drive the change.
Thank you. And you are doing a lot of research also to create your newsletter. which is the best implementation of AI or generative AI that you found out and you say that this is really one that stands out?
I think a low-hanging fruit, I would say, is for sure the topic service desk. Service desk, customer service, there's a little bit of training, some documents, some crawling about some websites and some tools. There are some tools like, I remember only a couple of them. For example, Dante AI or ChatSimple, you can have a very good support in the service desk and the after sales area for your customers 24/7 available in all languages on the world. And always you never have a service desk employee which has a bad day. And so always the quality is ensured in that area. I think that's a very good tip. It can be used for service desk, can be used, for example, for onboarding new employees, for training of employees. One of the really low-hanging fruits, which a lot of companies could implement.
I really like the example you shared because it's also related to the experience of the customer. And I think you mentioned something extremely important. First of all, it's important to have the basics working, have the data structured, cleaned, that can be leveraged. And then on them, it is possible to create and to leverage this technology. What are the emerging trends that you believe will have the most significant impact on businesses in the next few years, next to AI?
I don't know. One thing is the hyper-personalization. So like the product services, which are really tailor-made for the customer. I think this we will see more and more. And AI will help in that personalization. The other topic is edge computing, really moving away from big data centers to cloud data centers, but also then devices will all have some computing power, like a watch or the fridge, a microwave. So this will work together in future and reduce, for example, latency, enhance efficiency. Another one is blockchain versus cryptocurrency. The blockchain is not really only about Bitcoin, but it's a secure, transparent, and tamper-proof ledger. So I'm quite sure that business will use blockchain in future for something for supply chain traceability, secure transaction, and maybe even for voting system. Another topic, quantum computing. So quantum computers are like supercharged calculators. And so they solve very complex problems, like, for example, optimizing logistic routes or cracking encryption much faster than a classical computer. So there will be, I think, a breakthrough 5G revolution. I would maybe even call it a 6G revolution. This will come of remote work transformation. So the pandemic already accelerated the work from home quite a lot. But I think the business will adopt to create seamless processes and virtual collaboration tools like Miro or Combo or something like that, even more, and put this into to make it more normal. Realistic office space. Don't think a lot of topics. And I think what it really, really will come, we will see in health tech a boom with AI. Not only area that new medicine will be invented with the help of AI, but also telemedicine, wearables, all of these topics which will come, assuming all the data protection topics will be solved. But I think those are trends which I would see, and there are much more. It's only a snapshot. But those trends, I think they are not isolated together and amplifying each other. So I think it's an exciting journey.
Oh, yes. I think it's great to be part, to be in the business nowadays and to be also a consumer nowadays, because we can learn from them. And it's really like that, because you closed the circle and you went back to artificial intelligence. You mentioned also artificial intelligence in healthcare. And thank you very much, because it means you prepared also for this discussion, because I'm working in a hospital and this is something that it's really relevant for us. What I see from a hospital point of view leading the digital transformation, There are also some challenges, but I am interviewing you, and therefore I ask you, what are some common challenges you have observed in adapting AI, and how can business overcome them?
I think there are a lot. A lot of challenges. But one is, I think, really the effectively bridge the skill gap. So AI is very complex. So bridge those gaps is crucial. So invest in training for your team, empower staff with AI knowledge, accelerate implementation or innovate and drive innovation. Then I think crucial is that leaders, assuming they are already aware of this AI topic and they inform the organization, but they also should address their employee fear of job displacement, right? Because there are a lot of studies around, flying around, with how many percent of the people will need to lose their job or need to reskill. So I think leaders should inform their employees not to worry about losing the jobs, because the resistance of them then can hinder the adoption at the end. So I think we should work on our collaboration communication that really emphasize that AI augments human capability, so that AI provides assistance and doesn't replace jobs. So to involve the employees. What is another topic? I think data quality, availability. AI relies on data, and poor data can lead to inaccurate or even wrong decisions. So we need to ensure data cleanness, relevance, and accessibility. I think that's a major topic. Ethical topics come often. AI is quite biased. So you really need to handle that carefully. This requires guidelines in companies when to use AI for what. I think that's a topic. Another one, investment cost. So AI implementation is not for free. You can use Google Bard and or Gemini now for free still. But if you utilize it in a company, this costs some kind of money and resources. So the weight cost, at the end, you need a long-term benefit. You need a positive business case behind them. What I said before, see big, start small. I think that's something where you need to consider that area.
Thank you for sharing these challenges, and perhaps trying to deep dive on two of them. One topic that you mentioned and you're reiterating that it's extremely important is data. And we know companies are getting a lot of data. They are storing them somewhere. And then you start creating your first data warehouse, then you have the second one, but you still keep the first one and so on. What are your suggestions to companies how to tackle this big data topic?
It all depends on the company size. We are talking about, for example, a German DAX-oriented company, extremely big. They have different data sources there. They are really quite challenged to bring that data together. And what very often see is that the data is maybe within a team or within a silo, pretty good organized, but across the silos, then some challenges. I think this is a crucial part to make sure that you remove the silo thinking in that area, because a customer journey normally goes through the whole organization. For this, you need data from R&D, from production, from quality, from sales after sales. So this has to be ensured. I think this is a very important topic, that you break down the silo and make sure you can utilize the data throughout the customer journey. I think most very important topic.
I think what you're saying, it's what I was expecting following you, and that was really important. And for me, it's key, and also for the audience. We are speaking in our field, it's digitalization transformation, about breaking silo to find opportunities to collaborate with other human beings. But if we want to do the real digital transformation, we need to break additional silos. And what you mentioned and what I really loved, it's also breaking these data silos and getting all the data together, sharing the data and having all this data together. I really loved it. And therefore,
things look like digital twins. Things like twins.
Exactly. I really like it. And the second thing that you mentioned in the challenges was related to leadership. let's say, the old-fashioned ways, the boss of the company decide, let's do this, let's do that, and so on. But nowadays, there are so many opportunities. Every day pop up a new AI tool, a new AI application. How should leaders handle this topic around artificial intelligence?
Can you repeat the question again? How should leaders
handle? How can keep on track, understand the implication of artificial intelligence? How can then find way to apply artificial intelligence within companies? Because we are, as leaders, bombarded by requests from different companies. This startup is offering you this opportunity to leverage AI. That startup is offering you another opportunity. How to take decision, how to choose, and how to keep up on the game of artificial intelligence?
Yeah, I think that was a good question. I think it always starts with yourself. Yeah, you need to have an openness, flexibility, that the world is changing extremely fast, and you need to accept this. This AI topic is called, like, I think, the fifth industrial revolution. It has a bigger impact, like Goldman Sachs is the bigger impact than the electricity. So maybe not everyone knows that, but so this means how leader can, what they can do is really get into that topic and really try to get from some sources, and there's so many, from McKinsey, Gartner, BCG, IDC, which are also free, and you can Google on that, read some of those sources, or subscribe to my newsletter. That's a great idea. So what changes are coming? What will happen? Most likely, I mean, no one knows for sure, but a lot of companies and really well-established universities or well-known universities, they have already some feeling where this journey might go. That's for sure a game changer. So really be open, learn something, what will happen. And I think it's not too late for leaders, that topic. I wouldn't wait much longer, because your competitor most likely is doing something already in that area.
Thank you for this information and for this suggestion. And now, how do you envision the role of senior leaders like CEOs, CIOs evolving as AI and digital technologies become increasingly part of the business?
I think this topic is getting more and more important. You probably know that Saudi Arabia, they have even an AI ministry in place. I think, not sure how long this will take to have something like this in Germany. But this, if Saudi Arabia has this in a ministry, this, I think, it also would make me as a leader of a company thinking what is required. And I think we will need in future some strategic AI champions, how I would call them. The senior leaders are not the more or less observer, but they should actively champion the AI adoption. So CEOs and CIOs must understand the potential and align with the business goals for their on their journey. I think this is very important. Leaders should be data-driven decision makers, and not only make the decisions based on our gut feeling, but use AI to make and analytics to make well-informed decisions. Leaders should be agile innovators. So senior leaders should embrace agility. Try something out, experiment something, fail fast, and iterate. I think this is also a change of the mindset. And what I mentioned before is collaborators across silo. The silo thinking hinder, I would say, not only AI success, but a lot of success in the company. So the leader's job should be to break down the barriers between the silo. And the last thing what I would say what leaders should consider is lifelong learner. The AI evolves rapidly. We have now Google Gemini, we have ChatGPT, we have Bing, for example, we have Cloud, Perplexity AI. There's so many LLM tools, plus 3,000 or 4,000 other AI tools. So the AI landscape is changing rapidly. So leaders should stay informed here. So leaders should see that AI as an enabler and not as a threat. And I think the evolution lies in the harness of the AI power while upholding topics like ethics, agility, and customer centricity. I think it's the most important topic.
Thank you very much. And we are speaking about leader, and you are also a leader yourself. And you have this newsletter, Digital Storm Weekly, and your newsletter reaches a diverse group of global leaders. Based on the feedback and the interaction that you are having with your newsletter, what are the top concerns and interests of executives regarding AI and digital transformation in general?
Top concerns. I would say one is generative AI skepticism. So I think I read something that 50% of the executives, they have deep worries about incorporating AI into the organization. Why? Because they fear that limited traceability, the irreproducibility of Gen AI outcome could lead to bad or even illegal decision making. For example, if you would say, what was it? In the development area, for example, it looks like that 1% of the code underlies has some leaky problem. I think this is not good. Yeah, if you copy code one-to-one from ChatGPT, use it in your application in the company, and then at the end, we might have another problem based on this. So I think this is a big topic. Then the topic is data security and unauthorized access. So I think it's right. I worry that AI, Gen AI, might compromise custom information. What happened also with ChatGPT? If they are too openly sharing your data, then maybe one of your customers in the future can read that. Definitely a no-go. AI cybersecurity risk. I think for the two-thirds of the executive stated that AI could cause cybersecurity risk. So I think the companies really should prioritize AI security and have robust security measures in place and also do some risk assessment. I think that is quite a big area. And what else? ROI topic. Also, I got often asked that. So everyone say, okay, I can use ChatGPT for free. So how can I use it now in my company? Then when they see at the end the price tag, quite shocked. So there are some quick wins, but I stated on the service desk, chatbot topic, but also this is not for free. But everything you really need to put into a relationship, what invest and what is the outcome? Yeah, there must be a positive ROI. And only after the positive ROI, I would follow the implementation. So AI and the digital transformation are super powerful tools. And I think what I said, by addressing all those concerns, I'm sure that leaders/companies harness the potential of AI.
Thank you very much. We are coming to an end of this discussion, of this game. In the extra time, I still have 3 questions for you. In 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What we are discussing about?
I think we will discuss about quantum AI. So imagine AI algorithms running on quantum computers for assessing data speeds that are completely different to our current understanding. So we will have quantum supremacy, quantum neural networks, and I think this will revolutionize the problem solving. What was the other one? Was Elon Musk about this? What is that? I forgot this Neuralink topic. Yes. Now, I think that neural lace and brain computer interface topic. So it's a mesh of nanobots interwave into our brain, so we'll communicate with machines, with our speaking. Maybe there's something to come. Healthcare revolution. I think an AI-driven medicine, nanobots which cure disease, predictive health analysis, this will redefine the healthcare. I'm not sure how we balance the privacy with those life-saving innovations. There are also a lot of data goes in from the Apple Watch directly to the Apple Cloud, yes? But there's probably some trade-offs, huh? Climate, I think also we will talk about climate AI. That AI will help us to better those climate changes we're having right now. Lastly, I could think about AI singularity. Yeah, you know, AGI, artificial general intelligence. if this comes, and I'm not sure when this will come. Some people say in 3 years we have it. Some people 5, some people 10. But independently, if this will come or when this will come, I'm quite sure this will come. So it means that to witness, I think, the technical singularity, a point where AI surpasses human intelligence. And I think then we will debate something in 10 years about utopia, dystopia, something super unexpected. But we only discuss the good things and not the negative things which could happen there. Yeah. I would say, now, fasten your neural lace, charge your quantum brains, and let's dive into AI to wonder on the next decades.
And I'm looking forward to this discussion together with you so that we can keep up in this game and be part of the game and creating this transformation that we're going. Jörg, what's the best way to contact you?
I could, your audience, you can contact me on LinkedIn. Dr. Jörg Storm, you find me on LinkedIn, and then you can approach me there or directly on my LinkedIn profile, some links for one-on-one talks, links on my newsletter where they can directly approach me. Yeah, but I really want to suggest start with the newsletter. Doesn't cost you anything. Free of charge, comes weekly every Tuesday morning. You have it in your inbox and maybe 10, 15 minutes read. But then you know at least something about basic AI development around some tool recommendations, some prompt recommendations. And I think that's good for us.
Thank you very much. And I really ask the audience to post this podcast, follow Jörg on LinkedIn and subscribe the newsletter. It's really worth it. And now we are coming to the last question. Is Jörg's golden nugget, it's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience?
Yeah, as we talked about AI, I think my golden nugget would be in that AI area. And you should embrace AI as a co-pilot and not a replacement. So AI isn't here to replace us. It's our trusty co-pilot. And I think only a just skilled navigator, like a skilled navigator, which assists the pilot, AI augments our abilities. So my suggestion is to collaborate with those digital companions, learn from the insights, the incredible wisdom they have in some areas, and together soar to new heights.
Jörg, the only thing that I can say is thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate the discussion, and I hope that the audience enjoyed that as much as I did. Jörg, thank you very much. And to the audience, it's everything for today. Please feel free to contact me, to follow Jörg, and to subscribe his newsletter. It's worth it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. To the next time.
Thanks very much.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you!